As to why Malala has been speaking out on behalf of Nigerians, in the past 2 years, Boko Haram extremists have kidnapped more than 1,000 girls and women in Nigeria. The highest profile case, of course, the nearly 300 girls abducted from their school in the northern city of Chibok more than a year ago. They are still missing. But today, Nigeria's armed forces announced that it had found and released a group of about 160 women and children held by Boko Haram, and that comes on the heels of another reported rescue earlier this week involving some 300 girls and women. Nigerian activist Omolola Adele Oso of the group Act for Accountability says it is too soon to celebrate.
Even if it's one person that was rescued, it would be welcomed. But right now, we have not seen any proof in the form of pictures of either the military post the rescue operation or a blurred picture or something of, you know, these alleged rescued individuals.
Adele also says it's an especially difficult time for the families of all the Nigerian captives.
I think they're hopeful. They're probably, you know, holding their breath that, you know, their prayers could possibly come true any day now. And at the same time, you know, I'm sure they're hesitant to have time and time again their hopes elevated only to be disappointed.
Darren Q of UMass Boston has been following the abductions closely. He specializes in Nigeria and traveled there last month. Q says Boko Haram has been using kidnapping as a central part of its insurgency for years.
They'd been taking women, children, men, boys, and they'd been selling them back to their families or to the government for ransom money that was fueling the insurgency.
What about those 260-some-odd girls and young women from Chibok? I mean, do we have any sense of where they are?
We don't yet. Boko Haram probably followed through on its threats to sell some of these off, to marry some of them to their fighters, or to use them in human shield conditions. So I think some of those girls may well be lost. I think, though, we have to hold on for a little bit longer because I think the military was very quick in its assessment that these were not the Chibok girls. And the military has not been 100% honest in its public statements about the insurgency throughout the last 2 years. So I would want to wait until we can identify who many of these girls are. Maybe some of the Chibok girls may still be among the groups that have been freed.
So the last 2 years have seen Nigeria's army really kind of sit back while Boko Haram carries on its rampage in the north. Nigeria's army seem kind of inept. They're known for running from their posts. And not only that, when they do engage, often there are a lot of abuses that dog them. And yet in the last 5 weeks, Boko Haram has been beaten back on many fronts, it seems. So what's going on?
Boko Haram, which only 2 months ago seemed invincible, seemed to be expanding its control over territory, suddenly within 5 weeks being rolled back. In part, I think this was due to the help of Nigeria's regional partners. Chad in particular played a very important role in undermining Boko Haram's ability to flee over the borders. Chad even crossed the Nigerian border to liberate a town or two and then went back into Chad. But also, too, South African mercenaries had been helping the Nigerian military, and they're probably still there. For all of these reasons, it helped to beef up the military's capacity. But I think that the underlying issue has been all along that the Jonathan administration had kept its foot on the brake. And I was talking to some of the refugees from the area while I was there last month, and clearly there was a sense that the military had stood back in a lot of circumstances when they could have engaged. And the fact that Boko Haram crumbled within 5 weeks' time only begs the question as to why was this not done much, much sooner.
You say crumble. I mean, you really feel like they are totally on the back foot now and we're seeing kind of like the final chapters of Boko Haram.
I think they're definitely on the ropes, but I don't think Boko Haram is going to disappear anytime soon. I think that the core leadership is probably still intact. They can continue to function without necessarily having an organized place from which to organize offensives, but they'll probably return back to a hit-and-run, bombing, kidnapping, this sort of approach until that leadership is brought in. But also, too, I think that the roots of the conflict and what led to the rise of Boko Haram remain unaddressed. And if Boko Haram does not rise again, then I think we'll see some other similar sort of movement in some other part of the impoverished Northeast that will rise to take its place if the roots of the conflict are not addressed.
I mean, the Bring Back Our Girls hashtag campaign was really effective. It got a lot of people's attention on Nigeria, but in some ways it also eclipsed the 1,000-plus other girls who had been kidnapped. I'm just wondering, in Nigeria, do people think about the kidnapped girls? Do they think about this 265 from Chibok, or is it the whole total of all the girls who have been kidnapped?
Certainly, there's admiration for the Bring Back Our Girls movement, for the tenacity of this group who have been protesting in the Capitol daily for over a year now. But I think folks in Nigeria are looking at the bigger picture and looking at the bigger impact this had on the populations in the Northeast.
Darren Q, who recently returned from Nigeria, he teaches at UMass Boston. Thanks, Darren, for coming in.
Thanks again.